Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Go. Hit CQ.
Good morning. It's Tim and Jess here on Hit CQ. We are live this morning from the Coffee Club on Gundoon Street in Gladstone.
It is chilly this morning.
Oh, it is, and I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt. I'm having a great morning. Hopefully, wherever you are around Central Queensland, you're waking up with a smile on your face. And if you don't have a smile, get on down here because they have free small coffees from 6 to 9.
I'm literally in heaven. It's like they've designed a show, a breakfast show, just for me.
Well, the last
free coffee all morning
until
9 a.m.
The last one we did, food was brought to you hand and foot.
Right.
And now coffees are going to be brought to you hand and foot.
I mean, what is my life, Tim? Like, this is the best day ever.
I'm looking forward to when we get to go to do tools and gardening, and that'll be my one. But today I am excited because we have a cracker of a show. We're going to be having some fun. The sun is about to rise here in Central Queensland. It is going to be a fun morning.
Yeah, Tim, we're going to be joined by Amanda Frost from one of the women's players on the Port City Power team.
Oh, yeah.
They are taking on Mackay tomorrow. It's going to be a big game.
Big game. They had a win last weekend away from home. Oh, sorry, at home, and they've won all their games so far. So hopefully the men can get a win as well this year.
Yeah, and we're also going to be joined by Bev Killick. She's coming down to Rocky tonight and then Gladstone tomorrow night for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival Roadshow.
Yeah, it's very, very exciting. And as always, on a Friday, yes, we're here at the Coffee Club on Gundoon Street in Gladstone, but it's R&B Damn Fridays, and we are going to be playing some great R&B bangers for you all morning long, just like this one. It's The Weeknd with his new one, Call Out My Name. Coming up after this, we're really going to be focusing on the Coffee Club here on Gundoon Street. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, right now I want to tell you about my mum. She's a bit concerned that I've been single for so long.
Well, you've been single for about 2 years.
2 years now, yeah,
which
I'm totally okay with. Everyone else in my life, a bit concerned.
See, I don't think you need to be concerned because you're always positioning yourself. Like, yes, relationships are great and all that, but just because you're not in one doesn't mean you're unhappy.
I am afraid of commitment at the moment. But my mum's suggestion for me was a little bit unorthodox.
Sure.
So, I mean, she's
change
been...
Change your name, change your gender.
Well, for years, she's been pushing me to get on Tinder. She's like, get on Tinder, get on Bumble. I'm like, Mum, I don't need this, all right?
No.
I just don't want it in my life.
Fair enough.
The other night, I get a message from her. Jess, I found a new group for you to join on Facebook.
Yes.
Macedonian Singles in Australia.
I love the Macedonian.
Literally, the group Facebook photo is a Macedonian flag and an Australian flag. And do you want to read the group description there, Tim?
A group for single Macedonians living in Aussie land.
In Aussie land. I mean, imagine the caliber of humans in that group.
It's a picture. You've screenshotted this. I just tried to add you to the group.
Oh, how dare you?
But I'm just pressing on an image because I was absolutely going
to
do that.
So I responded to her. I said, no, thanks, Mum. I'm not at that point yet. And she said, how about this one? Melbourne Greek singles.
Your mum is unfamiliar with where you live. It's not a healthy way.
I guess she's pushing me towards the WOGs for some reason, Tim.
Mm.
But for whatever reason, I don't feel like joining a Facebook group is going to find me love.
I agree. look, Loretta, props go out to you for trying something different, but I think the fact that group exists is a worry in the first
place. I know. I wonder, look, if there's anyone that's part of Macedonian Singles in Australia group that happens to be listening
let
in Central Queensland, hit me up. Let me know if it's working. If it's working, I'm willing to give it a try.
Mate, we'll just find, Dutchers in Australia. Just let's get multicultural as we possibly can.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, a lot of parents would get a tattoo of their child's names, wouldn't you say?
I've seen it. A couple of guys that I play footy with have on their ribs and on their arms, and I think it's very common.
It's quite a cute little tribute to your child. You've picked the name. You obviously like it quite a lot.
Of course.
So a lot of parents will get it tattooed on their body.
So do you know, if, when you have children, have you got any idea of, like, for a boy or girl, what name you would name them?
Not really at the moment.
Or do you not want to put that into the universe just yet?
Look, I want to find a boyfriend first. And then let's focus on the, marriage and kids thing.
I've gone triple jump and we should just be stepping over a brick right now.
Just aggressively single at the moment. But no, this mother overseas, Tim, she is from one of those Scandinavian countries, I believe. She's 30 years old.
One of those Scandinavian countries,
yeah, she decided to get her two kids' names tattooed on her.
Lovely.
On her arm. Her kids' names, Nova and Kevin.
Nova and Kevin?
Mm-hmm.
Why is one so exotic and the other one is just so cute?
Scandinavian countries, man. That's what they're all about.
Sure. That, so, we all know that.
The tattoo artist, tattoos Nova and Kevin. I'll just show you the tattoo.
Oh, I've got,
a picture of it here. Tell me what that reads, Tim.
All right, that says Nova and Kelvin. Like Kelvin Klein.
Yes.
Just put an L in there.
The tattoo artist has just chucked an L in, and it's right in the middle of the tattoo, so there's no way of fixing
that. It's not even like, oh, no, it's just fancy scribbles to get to the V
from
the E. It's, no, that's an L.
It absolutely reads Kelvin. So she was like, okay, I've got two options here. I either fix the tattoo.
Yep. Get tattoo removal, get a, which is
get tattoo
a painful
removal
experience.
Tattoo over it.
Yep.
Or I change my kid's name.
She did not, mate.
She did.
She changed her son's name from Kevin
son
to Kelvin.
Her son Kevin was nearly 2 years old, and they decided, well, the tattoo reads Kelvin. Kevin, you're now Kelvin.
I guess it's easy. You could go to the birth certificates, all the records, and just chuck in a sneaky tiny L. So by the time he's 10, no one's going to ever know that he was Kevin.
Well, I mean, I just feel like she's a bit of an idiot, Tim, because the tattoo artist will always show you the design before you put it on your body. So she's seen that it's read Kelvin, and she's gone, yes, let's do this.
Maybe she's just never liked the name Kevin, and this was a final excuse to her husband who likes the name Kevin.
Probably.
And she was like, oh, no, we've got Kelvin on my arm. Now they must change the name.
They've just welcomed their third baby into the family, a child named Freya. So yeah. I wonder how they're going to mess that one up.
Oh, you know, they chuck a G in there. You never know what happens.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Jess, what I want to focus on right now is to do, if you're a fella right now and you're listening, this could either be great for you or, unfortunately, could be quite bad. So apparently studies have shown that pretty aggressively women are more attracted to blokes with long legs.
Right. I mean, I've only ever dated guys that are shorter than me, so maybe I've curbed the trend.
Well, apparently it says fellas with longer legs are more likely to be healthy and wealthy, but there might be guys with short legs that are linked to diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, and dementia.
Well, my ex was really short, and he used to just sweat aggressively whenever we went out to dinner. So.
Well, like, I'm trying to think, do you ever look at a bloke and go, ooh, he's a tall drink of water.
Look at his luscious long pins.
I feel like a lot of times you hear like, oh, I just want him to be tall. I just want to date a guy. I just want him to
be
tall.
I got a lot of mates that just want to date guys over 6 foot. Like if they're not over 6 foot, then they're out.
Do you want them to pick you up and throw you around?
I mean, yes. That's every girl's dream. Are you joking?
For what, to be picked up and thrown like a rat?
Yes.
Why?
You just want to be held, Tim.
That's and what children do.
I've never been able to be held by a guy. I'm too large. I need tall gentleman.
But here's the kicker. If you're tall blokes and you start jumping for joy right now, being too tall or lanky like a giraffe is also thought to be a sign of poor genes.
Oh.
So it's saying if you're short or too tall, sorry, but if you're in that probably 6 foot to 6'3", you're in the money.
So be a model, but don't be a basketball player.
Or you could just wear your pants up to your nipples and make it look like you've got long legs.
Illusions.
Illusions indeed. You're welcome, fellas.
That's what you do, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. My nipples are chafing from my belt, not from sweating.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, I've got a reason for you, another reason, to book a flight to New York.
Well, I've been to New York,
once
before. The reason I wanted to go was because I wanted to see the New York Knicks basketball team play. Mm-hmm. What's the secondary reason?
Pinot Grigio donuts.
What?
Yeah.
Pinot Grigio is a wine. A white wine?
Yes. A white wine that they've made into donut, sweet, sweet donut form.
Is it just the flavour, though, or is there the alcohol?
Well, I think the sweetness of the Pinot Grigio is the taste of the donut, and it may be a little bit boozy as well. So this is the same guys that introduced Prosecco donuts, and now they've brought out Pinot Grigio donuts just in time for National Pinot Grigio Day, which is the 20th of May. Unbelievable.
That's 2 days away from now.
Delicious,
National
right?
Day. Well, look.
I'm not a fan of donuts, and I want to give this a go.
I'm not a fan of white wine. So together, we are a fan of this treat. But I don't know if it's a big enough reason to spend $1,000 or $2 trying to
get I guarantee there is someone out there right now that's just jumped on a Skyscanner and is checking flights to New York.
Webjet.com. we all are. And hopefully in 2019, direct flights from Gladstone and Rockhampton and Emerald all the way to New York. It's in the pipeline. We're trying to work out with a new airline.
You can check out these Pinot Grigio donuts for yourself at hit.com.au, as well as everything that's trending right now.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
This morning, as we've been saying all morning long, we are at the front of the coffee club on Gundoon Street. Free coffees until 9. Come and get heaps. Come and get them.
Only from the coffee club on Gundoon Street, Tim. You have to come say hi to us as well.
Jess, today is a big day, but Sunday is our hallelujah moment, I feel.
Yeah,
Not necessarily just us.
We're hosting a baby shower, and if you're confused by that, then
fair enough.
So are we. We've had Stacey. She is our Hit CQ baby mama.
That's right.
She offered us the chance to name her baby in exchange for a block of caramel chocolate.
Standard.
So we decided, let's throw a baby shower.
Of course.
Like, really honour this child that we named Beau Timothy.
Beau Timothy, he's due early June. And we're looking forward to meeting little
baby. Day before my birthday, no big deal, 6th of June.
Anyone. This Sunday at Jolt Cafe in Parkhurst, we're going to be throwing a baby shower and we're going to be having so much fun. We've come up with baby games.
Yes.
Baby shower games, because I've never been to one, so I've got no idea what my role is.
Yeah, but our baby shower games are excellent. Thanks to our listeners
from yesterday.
Yes,
of course.
But I want to talk about Candy Couture, because Kim from Candy Couture has offered up her services for the day, and this is going to look incredible.
It's next level.
We have got a baby shower candy bar coming to Jolt Cafe in Parkhurst.
So when you say candy bar, can you explain to me what that is? Because I don't know what that is.
So I want you to picture a table and lots of different jars, all different sizes, filled with different candies. There's going to be special little Beau Timothy chocolates as well.
This is not going to go well with our 8-week fitness challenge, Jessica. I need you to behave.
No, it's really not.
I really need you to behave.
And Kim has also printed us off one of those like Instagram like photo walls so that we can take photos in front of Stacey's baby shower photos.
What's an Instagram photo wall?
So it's like a cutout frame and you like take photos inside of it.
Yes, I've seen those at many functions.
I'm so excited. It's going to be such an incredible day. If you want to come see us, we're going to be at Jolt Cafe in Parkhurst Sunday from 12 o'clock.
Come down and celebrate little BT, as everyone's already calling him, with Stacey, our Hit CQ, your baby mama. We are going to be broadcasting 12 to 3 as well, so you can tune in.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Yeah.
There's a leaf blower behind us.
We are definitely on the street, guys.
Yes,
that's apparent.
But we are having fun here at the coffee club, so come on down before 9 a.m, get yourself a free coffee. And Jess, the lovely people working here, they probably have, just like yourself and I and anyone that's got a job, certain structures that they like to have to get their work done, right?
Yeah.
Studies have shown that sorry, the lip gloss man's going absolutely.
It's okay. He's walking up the street. He should be gone soon.
Obviously, Kanye is making a bit of news lately for his controversial tweets supporting Donald Trump, and a lot of his friends are going, hey, let's not support Kanye.
Even his wife, Kim Kardashian, was like, hey, I'm not a part of this. She didn't even know he was back on Twitter.
Yes. So essentially, it's a bit of a change of, like, obviously Kanye is a bit out there, but this is extremely out there even for him. Experts are saying that a change of scenery can spark greater creativity and improve your overall happiness and quality of life. If you change things up in your job, if you're feeling like you don't hate your job, but you're not loving it as much anymore, just change a few aspects here and there, act a bit Kanye, go a bit Mr. West, and then you'll start loving your job
again.
So
what are we talking about? Like, if you've got an office, do you just move offices?
No. So, like, say people get into ruts in their work routines, right? So change it up. Routine gives us efficiency, but it can mess up the way we think, because then you get into like the, this is what I do, this is what I do, this is what I do. So change the way that you got to be structured, obviously without stopping doing parts of your job.
So tell your boss you're starting work at 11 a.m. today.
Start a shoe line. marry a superstar, famous person, and you will absolutely be happy in your job again.
Right.
It's that simple. How does that sound for you?
Sounds great, man. I'm going to start tweeting out like Kanye.
Please don't.
I've got access to all the work accounts.
Oh, no.
I can really mess this up.
Tim and Jess on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
The Melbourne International Comedy Roadshow is coming to town this weekend, all kicking off tonight, and we're lucky to be joined by Bev Killer coming in for the Melbourne International Comedy Roadshow. You must be excited to get into town, Bev.
Oh, it's very prestigious. Part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. So, you know, it's a bit of kudos there.
Now, is it exhausting being around other comedians all day? I imagine, like, are you trying to out-funny each other?
Not really. It can be, though. But it depends who the crew is. You'll have some tours where you are absolutely knackered from laughing, like your jaw is aching. You put a few comedians in the Tarago van and anything can happen, I suppose.
So you've been part of the comedy scene for a long time now. How has it changed since you first began?
Oh, it's changed heaps. Well, I mean, you know, it's changed for women. When I first started, I was always, you know, the only woman on the bill. Now that's all just been reconciled. It's all that whole palaver that women aren't funny is just gone.
Do you feel that you can get away with more or less? Because obviously it's a more politically correct world we're living in. Where's it going for you?
Look, I haven't changed my material because I wasn't really doing anything that was... I think it just really comes down to common sense. You don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. And I mean, who wants to be racist anyway and hear that sort of stuff?
Absolutely, yeah.
And sexist, do you know what I mean? So it's just really... It's sorting the wheat from the chaff. Or is it the chaff from the wheat? I don't know. I can never remember that one.
Now, obviously, as Jess said, you've been doing this for a little bit now. Obviously, heckling is a big part of the game. Have you ever had a heckler that's absolutely stumped you and you've thought, oh, you've got me there?
You think that they're not on your side and they're yelling at you and whatever, and then they just turn around and go, but I was just telling my wife how much I love you. You've gone them for 5 minutes. Everything else is fun. And then it's just like, no, I was just saying that I really like you.
You're right, I am amazing.
Thank you. Well, we're really excited. You can catch Bev in Rocky tonight or at the GCC tomorrow night for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. We really appreciate you.
My dad's coming.
Oh?
My dad.
No, which show is he coming to?
He lives in Rocky.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so he's coming tonight.
No pressure tonight.
KFC. Yes, it's free. And he's coming with his friend Kat.
Oh, nothing better than your dad in a three-piece feed, is there, Bev?
I'll tell you. Three-piece feed, the three-piece feed. That's all you need.
Thanks very much for your time, Bev.
See you. Thank you.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Jess, have you caught your breath back?
Yeah, man, I was being shown how to make a good coffee by Sarah. Promise I won't be making you coffee if you come down to the coffee club on Gundoon Street today.
Yeah, Sarah's the International Barista of the Year, so we know that it's going to be a good coffee.
She was not impressed with my skills.
No, we're getting it brought over now.
Thank you. Is that not the ugliest coffee you've ever seen?
It's beautiful. If you come to the coffee club on Gundoon Street, I promise Jess won't make you coffee for you, so it'll be good. But, Jess, what I want to focus on right now is obviously the American state, Hawaii, very well known for its volcanic activity.
Yeah.
Because it has an active volcano on the top of it.
A big tourist attraction,
now,
some would say.
If you haven't seen the news lately, there has been an active volcano kind of spilling lava all over one of the islands.
Whoopsie.
There's some videos of like a car being engulfed, some fences, some properties, just everything's going on. I mean, it's quite terrible what's going on, but that's the natural beauty of the world, right?
It doesn't happen very often.
Unfortunately, the youth are doing some terrible things again. And what they're doing right now is doing something called a hashtag lava selfie.
Oh, no. That doesn't seem safe.
If you're not picking up what I'm putting down right now, it's that people are getting as close as they physically can to the lava and having a selfie with it.
Waiting for it to spit up.
Oh, yeah. You know, just burn them alive. Just like 100,000 degrees hot lava, literally
engulfed
cars.
Not even just the lava. It's the like toxic air around the lava as well that's not great for you.
Exactly. And look, the Hawaiian Police Department have declared it as a official frustrating scenario.
Just a frustrating scenario.
We've got the roadblocks up in the area. This is a quote from him. And about 100 National Guards on site that are supposed to be doing security. We've had to put out alerts to remind people that if they aren't supposed to be in the area, they should not be there.
Right.
Because, like, obviously lava. From what I have researched, because I've never been close to lava, I understand it's quite hot.
Yeah. I mean, it's flaming, so yeah. I would say it's quite hot.
It also is how, you know, most of the Earth was formed, through hot volcanic action.
I mean, technically, don't we have, like, lava under us right now? Because isn't that how
potentially 2 or 3 metres down.
Yeah.
So I'm not super sure.
You're not super worried about it here?
But, yes, the core of the Earth, you could say, is molten hot lava.
I went to school.
So if you are heading to Hawaii for your wedding, maybe, just maybe, don't do a hashtag volcano selfie.
Yeah, go get it in the ocean. Use water. Water's safer.
And if you're around central Queensland, look, we haven't got that many active volcanoes. I believe it's zero.
Yeah.
So, look, I know this isn't going to affect you, but just pass it.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Obviously, as famous Game of Thrones has said, winter is coming.
Yes.
We are, what, only a few sort of days away.
Last night I conceded and I went, okay, I may be in Queensland, but I need a jumper.
I'm wearing a jumper right now and I feel filthy about it. But winter is something that I've been looking forward to for one reason in particular.
Mm.
It's to save my backyard.
Right.
I know that I feel like this is probably a massive problem for a lot of people in central Queensland, but it's keeping my lawn healthy and not like a giant dirt field.
See, I went for a house that has no backyard.
Yes.
I've got rocks in my garden and that's it. You don't have to water rocks. You don't have to make sure they stay alive. They're just there. They look good all year round.
Well, I love me a good, lush, thick lawn.
Ooh.
And I haven't been able to because of the weather at the moment. And it's been frustrating, but we're starting to cool down.
Yeah, sprinkler, mate.
Mate, I am one purchase ahead of you. I have had a sprinkler for a week,
ooh,
and it is already showing improvement, but there is still room to improve even more so.
Okay.
So I am setting the challenge to myself to get done in the 900 days, whatever winter is, that I will have a thick, luscious, beautiful, green, flowing lawn in my backyard.
All right, CQ, give me a heads up if anyone cares about this, because I certainly don't.
It's a big thing, and I want people to keep me accountable, come around, jump over my fence, let me know my address is.
No one cares about your yard except maybe you and your dog.
No, a lot of people love a good lawn. As I was speaking to someone in our office, they said they've got this dog, and I'm getting head nods around me as
okay.
well.
Okay.
Everyone, yes, we can all have
you
petals.
And the 47-year-old Hit Squad member.
Oh, he's 34, and he's not appreciating that. But I think you underestimate the importance of how much pride people take in their lawn, Jessica.
Nah, mate, I specifically choose houses that don't have gardens because you know how much I kill everything.
Yes. Well, your catchphrase is, why would I do something myself if I can pay someone to do it?
Exactly.
And the pebbles are paying for your lawn right now. But here I am trying to put effort into my garden, make my property look really, really nice, and you're bringing me down when this is a relatable thing. Yes, it's not the Kardashians.
Okay.
This is the Kardashian grass.
Hashtag no one cares about Tim is actually trending on Twitter at the moment.
It's absolutely not, because Twitter doesn't work well in Australia compared to other foreign countries. But mark my words, by the end of winter, my backyard grass will be incredible.
Wow, I can't wait to check in on that one.
Yep, I'll do daily, hourly updates our Facebook page. Just search for Hit Central Queensland.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, I've chosen a Kim Kardashian story, but
I'm going to stop you there.
No. It's people slagging Kim Kardashian off.
What has she done now?
Well, apparently she's been advertising appetite suppressant lollipops.
So
not cool
lollipops that'll make you not hungry.
Yes. Which is, I mean, very damaging for people that look up to her, kids that look up to her. This kind of advertising, not okay.
Oh, well, a lot of companies do advertising blockers. I don't think it's the worst thing in the world.
I mean, okay, let's. I'll take away my judgment for a second.
All right.
She posted, it's an ad, you guys, Flat Tummy Co. just dropped a new product, the appetite suppressant lollipops. They're literally unreal. And Jamila Jamil, she actually is part of the show The Good Place.
Oh, yes.
Yes. She is the fancy one on The Good Place.
Oh, the very fancy posh one.
Yeah. She actually took to Kim on Twitter, retweeted this picture and said,
sure.
No, you are a terrible and toxic influence on young girls. I admire their mother's branding capabilities. She is an exploitative and innovative genius. However, this family makes me feel actual despair over what women are reduced to.
I don't get, like, man, you know I'll go hard at the Kardashians.
Oh, yeah.
Any day of the week, but I don't see a massive problem with that. I feel like everyone's making a fuss for the sake of making a fuss.
Well, I feel like it's, you know, Kim Kardashian promoting unhealthy diets is the issue.
A lot of
women look up to her and look at her body and go, yeah, I want that. And if people start using these lollipops and stop eating.
But, like, it just depends on your circumstance. Like, I have an appetite stopper, like, in the morning. Like,
hang on a sec. Drink. Are you defending Kim Kardashian right now?
Well, just because it's Kim Kardashian doesn't mean I'm going to turn a blind eye if I think it's all right. Like,
oh, my God.
I don't think that's the
Tim's
biggest
supporting
thing
the Kardashians. I think hell just froze over.
I just think that's not a massive deal. People need to move on. Because there's that many companies out that do that. Direct your target to them. Don't direct
well,
to her.
Well, you can check out the full story for yourself and decide your own views at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit. You ready?
Let's go!
Let's get pumping.
It's time for R&B Fuel Days.
Thanks to Puma.
For drinks, snacks, or a great feed.
Go to Puma and Rocky, Zilzy and Yipoon.
Yes, R&B Fuel Days. It's our favourite time for R&B Fridays.
And it's almost my favourite part of doing an outside broadcast,
yes,
Tim.
Yes, because we get to do R&B Fuel Days live on the street. 10 seconds pumping out your favourite R&B banger. Then you'll be pumping in some fuel thanks to Puma Fuel Services.
Yeah. We've got Danica ready to pump out R&B for us.
She wanted a fake name. Too bad. It's the real world and you got your favourite R&B banger. Are you ready to pump it out? Yeah,
here
there
we go.
Here we go. Your time starts now.
I can feel my face when I'm with you. But I love it.
But I love it.
There you go. But, that's all we're getting. Yeah. Let's give Danica a little round of applause. Nice.
Round of applause. Have we got anyone else that wants to? Our sales manager seems to be.
Look, yeah.
I've heard he's in a band.
This may be unfair.
Nathan, give us some R&B.
Yeah.
Bit of no diggity.
Pump out some R&B for us, Nathan.
Sure to get down.
Oh, all right, cut the mic off. No, he doesn't need any more exposure.
Not fair. Danica, we're going to give her the $50 fuel voucher thanks to Puma today.
More chances next week.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit. With the Port City Power.
The QBL is well underway and it is time to power up because we are chatting to Port City Power players every single week and we are lucky to join by one of the star imports for the women's team this year. And she joins us on the phone now, Amanda Frost from the Port City Power women's team coming up this Saturday against Mackay. How are you feeling, Amanda?
I'm feeling pretty good. Really confident after Saturday's game. I think we play like a team, so we're definitely play together for this next game as well.
Awesome. And you're like a brand new import here in Gladstone. How are you finding Gladstone and your brand new team so far?
I like Australia in general. Gladstone is really nice. The people are really nice and friendly. The weather is great. I'm from California, so it's not too much of a difference, just a little humidity.
Yeah, you're right at home.
Yeah, exactly. So other than that, I'm enjoying my time here.
So obviously you've come out to Central Queensland to play a bit of basketball. What are the main differences you've noticed playing basketball in Australia compared to back overseas?
I would say that the tempo is a little bit higher. The girls are a bit faster. But other than that, I played in Poland last year.
Oh, wow.
That was a pretty tough league too. So I would only say that the difference is just a little bit. The tempo of the game is a little faster.
So we're going in against Mackay this week. What have you guys been working on this week in the lead up to the game on Saturday night?
We're just really focusing on our defense right now. We know that from this last home game, we scored 98. So we know that, like, as a team, our offense is going to come to us. So right now, our main priority is just defense and containing the ball and just trying to get 2 stops in a row, 3 stops in a row. And then from there, our offense will just come.
Well, we look forward to catching up with you tomorrow night at Kev Britton Stadium. It all kicks off 6 p.m. Then the men game follows at 8 p.m. Thank you very much and good luck for tomorrow, Amanda Frost.
Thank you very much.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.